poll, 60% majority of young liberals endorse violence to stop deportations. By Neil Munro on October 15, 2025. 60% of young liberals say it is acceptable to go beyond peaceful protest in response to immigration raids conducted by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, according to a survey by Signal. 42% of liberals said it was acceptable to go beyond peaceful protest even if that meant breaking the law, said a press statement from Virginia-based Signal, which added, the number jumps to 60% of liberals under the age of 30. Liberals are shockingly okay with breaking the law to go against government action they don't agree with, like ICE raids, said Signal president and pollster, Brent Buchanan. He continued. One side of America's political spectrum, whether directly engaged in the behaviors or not, now openly accepts breaking laws if it means advancing their political agenda. Considering their justification of illegal immigration and insistence that it's not a criminal act if the act is desperate, this might not be such a surprise. The young liberals' opposition to enforcement is ironic because they are the biggest economic losers as legal and illegal migrants force down wages, cut workplace investment, spike housing costs, and push up older Americans' stock market values. Overall, 25% of the 1,500 respondents told Signal that it is acceptable to go beyond peaceful protest. 11% strongly agreed, as did 18% of all liberals. 34% of women under age 55 agreed, including 16% who strongly agree. 70% of respondents disagreed, including 55% who strongly disagreed. 14% of conservatives agreed, while 84% disagreed. Independents split 72% disagree, 21% agree. There was little difference between racial groups. The young liberals' support for violence comes as increasingly apocalyptic rhetoric and claims from Democrats, who were pushed out of power after President Joe Biden wrecked Americans' living standards by admitting at least 15 million legal and illegal migrants during his four-year stay. On October 15, for example, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker told Sirius XM host Selena Maxwell, "Is it really far-fetched to consider that maybe what Trump is doing with the militarization of cities is getting people used to seeing those military or people dressed in fatigues with automatic weapons, and then saying in November or October of 2026, we are going to protect the ballots. We're going to protect you at the polling place. So we're going to put these military soldiers or ICE officials in with automatic weapons outside of your polling place. If they don't think that the election is going their way, they can claim fraud and say, we're seizing those ballot boxes." ICE officers are facing Pritzker-backed mobs on the city streets as they try to enforce federal immigration law. ICE officials are facing similar mobs in Los Angeles and orchestrated hate in many other cities. The mobs are backed by many federal Democrats, who are also threatening to expose ICE officers' identities, so making them and their families vulnerable to emotional harassment and violent attacks. The mob attacks are also spurred, excused, and welcomed by progressive media outlets. On Tuesday, masked members of the paramilitary wing of the MAGA movement broadened their operations in Chicago, author Greg Sargent claimed on October 215 in the New Republic. The result, more violence, more tumult, more Americans ferociously at one another's throats. Exactly as President Trump and Stephen Miller intend, he added, so shifting blame from the mobs to the elected president and his deputies. The violence helps the Democrats, Sargent argued. Scenes like these give Democrats an opening. Rather than merely criticize these operations, Democrats can stand for the proposition that all this fear, violence, and searing tension doesn't have to be a perennially defining fixture in American life, as Trump and Miller want, that a brighter alternative is possible beyond the horizon. At the center of this case should be a promise of relief and a vow of accountability. This is the next anti-Trump frontier for the Democratic opposition. And conversations are quietly underway among House Democrats over what they will do to limit ICE if they win the majority in next year's midterm elections. Representative Daniel Goldman of New York says Democrats can also oppose violence against law enforcement while forcefully opposing law enforcement abuses. "We need to enforce the rule of law equally," Goldman told me, adding that Democrats should not be afraid to stand up to the lawlessness of this administration. So far, the polls do not support Sargent. Independents split 72% disagree with violence against law enforcement, while just 21% agree. Under President Joe Biden, progressives use the State Department's Migration Bureau to extract human resources. Ambitious young people, from developing countries for use in many low-productivity jobs through the U.S. and European consumer economies. That quasi-colonialist economic strategy also minimizes marketplace pressure on U.S. investors to invest in trade with many developing nations in South America, Africa, and Asia, and also aids overseas dictatorships with massive economic aid via migrants' remittances.